The goal here is, instead of the Buffalo News focusing all of its time and energy on what's wrong with the Buffalo schools, to really go out and find places where this is working, to help the district come up with some solutions, to highlight places where this is actually, where they're taking the same issues that Buffalo has and actually seeing high achievement rates for their students. I mean, it is possible to do, and I think that it can be difficult to see that when you're simply bombarded with stories that focus on the problems that the Buffalo School District has.
And these areas have the similarities of inner city and poverty and low graduation rates.
That's right. Buffalo has a lot of the same problems that many other urban school districts face. But other urban school districts and other urban schools have chose to handle them differently. Some handle them as well or worse, and some handle them better. Obviously, we're focusing on the schools that has done them better. And in each case, we've looked at a lot of data and a lot of statistics to come up with the fairest, most reasonable comparisons to the schools that we have in our community.
Now, you traveled to Brooklyn to look at an international school with English language learners.
That's right. There has been a lot of concern about schools like Lafayette High School and other schools here in the Buffalo School District that have a high concentration of students who are refugee immigrants who come to the Buffalo area knowing little to any English. So we visited a school in Brooklyn, the International High School at Prospect Heights, which has a similar demographic, the most comparable demographic we could find. To Lafayette High School that also has very high graduation rates, just to see how they were doing it. We did look at all of the schools with a high concentration of English language learners across the state. We narrowed it down to the ones with the highest achievement levels that had the same placement policies that were also traditional public schools and had a similar population to Lafayette High School, and the International School of Prospect Heights is the one we focused on.
And Lafayette, of course, has been considered a failing school. It's had a very low graduation rate. Comparison to the Brooklyn school, you said their rate is now at 67% for graduation?
Right. It's much higher. Lafayette High School has a graduation rate that's been hovering in the low 20% of children graduating. The Prospect Heights High School has a graduation rate in the upper 60s to 70%, and that's been pretty consistent over time. They also have a high percentage of students who come to this country with an interrupted formal education, meaning that they spent two or more years out of school. So we wanted to know, how is it that they could have a population that comes to them with these great deficits and still manage to do so well?
What is part of their formula? What's working?
That's very interesting. In a lot of schools, not just Lafayette, I think that teachers bear the primary responsibility for doing all of the teaching, all of the engagement, being the experts on how to make sure that students learn. At the International School at Prospect Heights, they really leveraged their own student population. They took students who knew more and paired them with students who knew less. They mixed their 9th and 10th grades together and put them through a two-year curriculum. They made sure that every student in the classroom was a teacher in their own way, and that they were expected to be coaches and tutors for their classmates. And that way, they were able to bring up the overall academic level of their entire class.
And how did they get support in the district to do this? Did they just do it on their own as the school and decide that this is what they need to do because of their uniqueness, or did they have to go to the school board for this type of implementation of learning?
Well, the International High School of Prospect Heights is part of the New York City school system. The New York City school system does, however, have a little more autonomy, and the International High School of Prospect Heights specifically belongs to a larger consortium of schools known as the International Public Schools Network, the International Network of Public Schools, actually. So they are one of like 18 international schools in New York City, and they all follow the same model. So they have that support.
Because I know at Lafayette, the principal has told us that she's working really hard toward the English immersion programs and trying to help in this turnaround effort. And she said, you know, it's just a huge effort that they're trying to make, but they're still struggling. They also have the University at Buffalo helping out on a collaboration, working on a Common Core program to help them. The students, when you talk to them at Lafayette, they know the information. They're just having a tough time translating it out on, of course, a state test.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I give Lafayette High School a lot of credit. They are certainly no less dedicated, no less committed to trying to help their students learn. I mean, their teachers stay after school, just like the teachers in Brooklyn do. They have partnerships with groups like UB, with Buff State, Erie One BOCES. They have partnerships with many other organizations, and they're really trying. But I think that the evidence is in their graduation rates. I mean, it's still very, very low. It's either the lowest or second lowest in the district. And I think that the feeling is something really has to change here. And so what we are trying to do is show them there are other schools, there is hope for being able to do this in a way that helps more students be successful.
Will they get that support around them from the district to help
make
that leap?
That's a very good question. And if you were to talk to the folks at Lafayette, I think they would tell you that the answer is no. You know, they would tell you that they don't get that support, that educating English language learners is not a priority for the district, that there aren't the resources or just the priority in making sure that there is a good, comprehensive model of support for Lafayette High School and other schools like it. Lafayette High School is not the only high school with a high percentage of English language learners, but every school in the district that has a very high percentage of English language learners is also a very troubled, struggling school.
Is Grover Cleveland one of them in comparison to Lafayette? They seem to be a little bit better as far as the work that they've done with the international students.
Right. So you must be referring to International Prep, which is located at the former Grover High School. That school is doing better than Lafayette, but it still has its share of issues. I mean, their graduation rate is not astronomically high. It's still pretty low. I mean, it's doing better than Lafayette comparatively, but I think that even that school or any school in the district still has more that they need, a better model of support and a better model of instruction that they need to do better.
What was most eye-opening for you in your travels to Brooklyn and seeing the school up close and knowing that there was that comparison?
I think what was most interesting to me was how noisy the school was, because in every classroom you heard kids talking. I mean, they were talking in very broken English. They were speaking hesitantly. They were sometimes very difficult to understand. But the truth of the matter was they were trying every minute to use the English language. And they were doing that because they had to. Their classes and their projects were structured in such a way that was simply impossible for them to not speak the language. So that's the one thing that really stood out of everything that I saw there, was just how noisy and talkative all of the students were while I was there.
Because there are so many other problems within the district, do you see the new board and the new majority coming forward on this pretty soon?
You know, I don't know. They just had their first real meeting, and I don't know if this is sort of a top-level priority for them. I do know that they are looking carefully at the contract that Lafayette High School has with Johns Hopkins University to see if that's really working. So I think we have yet to see. We have to see still whether or not this is going to be more of an issue for this new leadership group.
Sandra Tan, education reporter for the Buffalo News, thank you so much for sharing your detailed information on your story.
Happy to be here. Thank you.